opinion, Jimmy, and thanks, Herbert Marshall. You're a muck with culture. Yes. And now, Andy the Russell, how about a song?
Well, here's a new one the guys and gals seem to like. Just for now. Just for now, let's call it romance. Just for now, let's take a chance. We both know it would seem to be the real thing that makes the bells ring. But dare we dream? Just for now, let's not be clever. Just for now, let's just be gay. And come what may, that certain day will find us somehow. It will be always instead of just for
marvelous, Andy. Marvelous. No wonder you're tops with a gang.
The tag on that said, especially for all the guys and gals down Austria way.
Gosh, but I get a thrill out of this Christmas season.
Yeah, so do I. The whole town's all prettied up. But I get a special kick out of Santa Claus Lane.
Yeah, yeah. The sides of Hollywood Boulevard are lined with towering Christmas trees.
Yeah, and all the movie stars are invited to parade past them.
Yeah, except for Lassie.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And then Santa Claus rides by on his sleigh.
Yeah, you know, this year Peter Lorre's playing Santa Claus.
Peter Lorre? Well, how do they pat him for the part?
They shove Sidney Greenstreet down his pants. Oh, boy, that Greenstreet. There's one actor who really pads his part.
Say, Gloria, are you going to have a party this year? Your shindig last year was great.
Oh, yeah. You remember you had dancing upstairs in that ballroom with a big bay window?
Oh, yes, uh-huh.
Of course, I was just sort of an onlooker.
Well, hi, did you enjoy the party?
Yeah, I did, till I fell out of the tree. But, that's all behind me.
Yes, all right. Because we're having... Because we're having a Christmas party right here. And we've still got a huge pile of presents sparkling beneath the tree.
Right, kids, and say, here's a fine present for all the fellas listening in on the Bedside Network. It's a lovely girl ventriloquist who's covered 47 states entertaining in the hospitals.
Yes, Andy, and lots of GIs passing through town saw her on television and asked us to bring her in. Many of them are stationed in far distant lands, and they know their kids will enjoy the gal on this Christmas day.
So here she is, Shirley Dinsdale, with her little friend, Judy Splinters.
Alaska and Japan and all the other places, all at once makes me feel so clever.
Oh, Don't take the credit, Judy. You know, radio is doing the miracle.
It's old-fashioned.
It's what?
Now take television.
Be careful, Judy. You're on radio now.
I am?
Yes, you are.
I know, but television, you can do strange things.
Who can?
Well, maybe it's just me.
I think it is.
For instance, can you see into the homes of the kids overseas?
Of course not. No one can. I only wish we could look into their homes this Christmas Day and see how they're enjoying themselves.
I can see them. Plain as day.
Judy, you can see them? Now, wait a minute.
Sure, I have television eyes.
Oh, there's that word again. Oh, wait a minute. That's right, you do. You see, I better explain this. Judy claims that she can see people in their homes like they see her when we're on television.
Sounds crazy. It's true.
Uh-huh.
There's only one catch. You've got to be young.
Uh-huh.
You can't have television eyes.
I can't? Oh, you make me sound old. Why not?
Because you're older 8 years old.
Thank goodness. Once a person passes 8, I suppose they,
No, they can't do it. They're just too old to see the things we young things see. They see different things.
Yes, I know. You know, we're not on television now.
I know, but television eyes gets to be a habit.
Oh, a habit.
Habit forming.
Oh, Judy.
And I can see anywhere. I'm just so nosy.
Uh-huh.
It's more fun.
Oh, what do you see now?
Well, there's... Oh, for goodness sake.
What is it?
Oh, they say I'm Germany. I can see into the home of an American soldier. He's wearing sergeant stripes. You know, like, sergeant stripes forever.
Oh, Judy, stop it.
Wasn't funny?
No.
Well, I can see into the sergeant's house, and I see lots of things. Two children under a Christmas tree. And a little boy and a little girl and... Look over there.
I can't see, Judy.
There's the mother.
The mother, uh-huh. What's she doing?
She's helping them some unwrapped presents and now she's going to the front door. She's walking, walk. Now she's letting in some visitors. Knock. They knock first. Oh, they're little German children.
They are?
Uh-huh, yeah. And then they're bringing some presents and... See? Oh, isn't that cute?
What's cute?
I'm not going to tell you.
Oh, Judy!
The cutest little boy I ever saw in my life. They're bringing some of those shoes like they wear in Holland. Well, oh, gee, I'd like to have some wooden shoes.
Wooden shoes?
I sure would, wouldn't you? Ha-ha.
Oh, Judy, will you stop your puns?
I can't no more?
No more.
Okay, but look at the children. They're so happy, and now the American children are giving some presents to the German youngsters. It's a real Christmas.
Well, I wish I had television eyes. What else can you see?
I'm going to go around the world.
You are?
I'll be back.
No, you stay here.
Well, I'm looking around on the other side of the world, and I can see some more American servicemen and their families over in Japan.
Japan?
Guess what?
What?
Just as I suspected.
What?
Their children are entertaining some little Japanese children. Isn't Christmas wonderful?
Well, it certainly is, Judy. It's the greatest day of the year, the world over, you know.
Could give everybody a Christmas present, like a kiss or something, to the little boys.
Oh, Judy. You know, you can give them something.
That's not what I said.
No, not what you said. You can give them a song. In fact, there's a little boy over there that wanted you to sing a certain song for him. So do you think you can?
I just have to guess what it is?
That's right. You want to try it?
Well, a song.
Uh-huh. Now, they'd like it. Go on.
Well, I'll sing it, but remember... You asked for it. Oh, joy complete, and
Oh, that was swell. You've added a fresh sparkle to the command Christmas tree. Well, Andy, do we have any more presents?
Oh, we've got a million of them. And you see that big package over there?
Now, what's that?
Well, it's a piano with a musician attached. And the musician is famous from coast to coast for his music craft, record albums, radio, and nightclub work. You've heard him on Piano Playhouse and other top shows. Right now, he's playing hooky from Nick Arden's fine night spot out in the valley in order to make us a Christmas gift of his music. Ladies and gentlemen, Walter Gross. that was swell, really swell. Très magnifique. Grant, you really know your stuff.
Now for more culture. Many of you have heard the thrilling radio and motion picture drama, Sorry, Wrong Number. In the radio version, Miss Agnes Moorhead gave a stirring, vivid portrayal of the neurotic woman who hears a murder being plotted over cross telephone wires and finally learns that the intended victim of the murder is herself. In the cinema version, Miss Barbara Stanwyck's characterization is said to be truly an incomparable study in horror. This Christmas, we wanted to bring you this great drama, Sorry, Wrong Number, but Miss Moorhead and Miss Stanwyck, unfortunately, were unable to be with us. So we bring you instead another personality with the same dynamic appeal, Mr. Jack Benny.
We now take you to Mr. Benny's home in Beverly Hills, where we find Jack sitting anxiously by the telephone waiting, nerves shattered, another victim of suspense.
Busy, busy, busy. It can't be busy all this time. Operator, operator. Quiet, Polly. Operator, operator.
I'm sorry, that line is busy.
Listen, operator, I've been trying to get that number for the last 20 minutes. It's a big advertising agency. They have a switchboard.
I'm sorry, the line is busy.
It can't be busy. I've been ringing that number since 25 after 11. Do you know what time it is now?
For the correct time, dial Ulrich, 8900.
Operator, I know what time it is. It's 11:45. 11:45. Polly, quiet. Listen, operator. I'm a subscriber. I pay my bills every month, and since I've been on this phone, I've had nothing but trouble.
Trouble? One moment, please. I will connect you.
Repair department.
That's not my trouble. What do I have to do to get Hillside 7593?
Just call the operator.
Oh, my goodness. Why can't I? Operator. Operator.
Number, please.
Look, operator, I want Hillside 7593.
You may dial that number direct.
I did dial the number. I keep getting a busy signal. That's what I've been trying to tell you. Look, operator, I'm Jack Benny. I have a radio program. My option comes up at 12 o'clock tonight. If I don't hear from my sponsor, Mr. Jones, in 15 minutes, I'll be out of a job. He's the advertising manager. I'm trying to get him on the phone, and I can't get the number.
I will connect you with information.
Operator, don't you understand? I don't want information.
This is information.
Look, I don't want it. I want Sevenside Hill, 593. I mean Hillside, 7593.
You may dial that number direct.
I've tried it direct, indirect, and spelled backwards. Now, what do I have to do to get Hillside, 7593?
You may dial that number direct.
Nuts. I don't know what to do. This is driving me mad. It keeps getting later, later.
11:45.
Polly, quiet. Besides, it's 11:50 now. Your watch is slow. Well, I'll try it. Whoop! There it is. It's my sponsor. He's calling me. Hello? Hello?
Mr. Benny?
Yes, yes, yes.
It's 50 words or less, isn't it?
The contest is over. Fine time to ask about my contest. If my sponsor doesn't call me pretty soon, I'll go nuts. I still have 8 minutes. I got to reach Mr. Jones by 12 o'clock. Polly, quiet. Here's a cracker. And eat it slowly. It might be your last. Well, I'll try that number again. Can't be still busy. I know it can't. I'm sure there must be something wrong with the...
Hello?
Hello, hello?
Hello, hello? Hello, is that you, Mr. Jones?
Mr. Jones, that's my sponsor. Mr. Jones, this is me, Jack Benny.
Hello, George?
They can't hear me. The wires must be crossed.
Yes, George. I've thought the matter over thoroughly, and I've decided to let him go.
I see. Well, it's going to be quite a shock to him. He's been with us a long time.
Well, George, he's had it coming. His work has fallen off so badly, it isn't funny anymore.
Yipe! Talking about me. Mr. Jones, operator.
Well, Mr. Jones, don't you think you ought to warn him and give him another chance? It might be difficult to replace him.
That's right. Tell him, George. Tell him. Nice boy, George. Nice boy. Tell him.
No, no, George. I've made up my mind. I think we should look for a younger man.
Younger? Why, I'm only 37.
37. 37 and 37. That's 75.
four, you dope. Can't you count?
So you don't think warning him would do any good, eh, Mr. Jones?
No, no, he's had his chance.
Mr. Jones, please, George had a swell idea. Warn me. Give me another chance. I might be difficult to replace.
All right, Mr. Jones, I'll let him...
I've been cut off. Operator! Operator! Operator.
Number, please.
Operator, I want Hillside 7953. Will you please get it for me?
You may dial that number direct.
But I've been dialing all morning. My fingers are so swollen, they don't fit into the hole.
One moment, please. I will try that number for you.
Thank you. Thank you. Only 5 minutes ago. I can only talk to Mr. Jones. If I could just plead with him. Beg him like I did last year. Maybe I could talk him into giving me another...
Sorry, that line is busy.
Busy, busy, busy. What am I going to do? I got to think fast.
Busy, busy, busy.
Holly, shut up! This is serious. You may have to go to work. 4 minutes to 12. Wait a minute, I know. I'll call my agent. That's it, my agent. Why am I paying him 9%? I'll try and get him. That might be Mr. Jones. Hello?
Hello, is that you, Edna?
Edna?
This is Johnny McGuire. I just got back from the South Pacific. I haven't seen a woman in 3 years. You're the first one I called.
Look, you must have the wrong number.
Oh, don't give me that, Edna. I recognize your voice right away.
Look, but I...
Now, what do you say, Edna? Let you and me step out tonight and I'll buy you a nice big dinner.
Look, I'm telling you, you have the wrong... Dinner? No, what am I thinking of? He'd only want to... I'm sorry, you have the wrong number. I wish I was, Edna. At least then I'd know where... Oh, my goodness, only 3 minutes to 12. No time to call my agent now. I gotta get Mr. Jones. Maybe he hasn't signed anybody else yet. I'll tell him I'll do anything he asks me. I'll let him cut my salary. This year I'll suggest it myself. The line's clear, it's not busy. I still have time.
This is Hillside, 7593.
Get me Mr. Jones, quick. This is Jack Benny.
Mr. Jones is busy on another line. Will you call back?
No, I'll hold on. Oh, hurry, Mr. Jones, hurry. You haven't got much time. I mean, I haven't got much time. Hello? Hello?
Hello.
Is that you, Mr. Jones? Oh, it's you, Polly. Shut your big mouth.
Hello? What's that?
Mr. Jones. I wasn't talking to you, Mr. Jones. It wasn't your big mouth. It was my parrot. This is Jack Benny.
Oh, well, Jack, I'm glad you called. I wanted to tell
you... Mr. Jones, please, before you say anything, listen to me. You gotta listen to me. I know I've been on the air a long time, but I'm not through yet. Honest, I'm not. There's still a few good years left in me, and I want you to have them.
But, Jack...
L-A-S-M-F-T! L-A-S-M-F-T! L-A-S-M-F-T!
But, Jack...
I know I made mistakes, Mr. Jones. Everybody makes mistakes. I mean, everybody but you, Mr. Jones. You always do the right thing. You're wise, smart, intelligent, kind. That's it, kind. You're too kind to cast me aside like an old shoe. Give me another chance. Please, please, Mr. Jones. Don't drop my option.
Why, Jack, what are you crying about? We've no intention of letting you go.
Honest, Mr. Jones, if you only give me... What? You mean you're going to pick up my option?
Why, certainly. I've been trying to call you all morning. Your phone's been busy.
My phone? Busy? Oh.
Tell me, Jack, whatever gave you the idea we wouldn't take up your option?
Well, Mr. Jones, I called you a few minutes ago and the wires got crossed. I heard you talking to a man named George.
George? Oh, yes, he's my office manager.
Well, I overheard you telling him to let somebody go. You wanted a younger man.
Oh, I remember, certainly. I discharged him this morning. It was the janitor.
The janitor?
Yes.
Oh. Oh, the janitor. Well, the joke's certainly on me. Well, Mr. Jones, if the man wasn't doing his work, what else could you do? It's not your fault if the man isn't capable. There's no place for sentiment in business, Mr. Jones. That's what I like about you, Mr. Jones. You don't let your heart rule your head. That janitor got what was coming to him. I don't believe in a man whining and trying to hang on to a job when he's not wanted. I agree with you. If a man fails to deliver, let him go. Get rid of him, I say. Fire him!
Now for an added Christmas note or two, here's Bob Mitchell and the Boys Choir.
night before Christmas and all through the house. Not a creature is stirring, not even a mouse. Better watch out, better not cry, better not pout, I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. Making a list, checking it twice, gonna find out who's naughty and nice. Santa Claus is coming to town. He sees you when you're sleeping, he knows when you're awake. He knows if you've been bad or good, so be good for goodness sake. Oh, you better watch out, you better not cry, better not pout, I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. Have you been good as you could, as boys and girls all should? Who didn't mind, and who has been kind, as any good youngster would? Oh,
better watch out, better not cry, better not pout, I'm telling you why.
Santa Claus is coming to town.
He's making a list, checking it twice, gonna find out who's naughty and nice.
Santa Claus is coming to town. He sees you when you're sleeping, he knows when you're away.
He knows if you've been bad or good.
So be good for goodness